a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Let's play Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerines' favourite Wednesday base game. Strap yourselves in for this. What TV theme?
Slide to the left.
Cha-cha slide version. What TV theme?
Crisscross.
What TV theme? I thought you were going to go again. Yeah, nothing.
No, I was
going to... What TV theme?
Slide to the right.
What TV theme?
Left foot to start.
What TV theme?
Cha-cha.
What TV theme? I reckon you could have stopped at the second one.
I know, so why did you...
Coming from me, though, because I made that whole intro. What TV theme is the game where I play little bits of TV theme songs. You guys have to tell me what the show is. It's very easy.
Is it?
And yet, somehow, you manage to stuff it up every week.
Well, we have a combination of one person... as in me, who just hits skip intro every single show,
yeah.
And Loggy, who clearly never had a life at any stage of her life and just sat there and watched TV by herself and remembers every single TV thing.
But she's just, Lingy, she's just an audio guy, mate. She's just she's a music guy. Oh.
Exactly. I remember, that's how my brain is set up.
You know, it's just so easy for her. It's just, it's her love language.
It is. I know you're laughing at me, but I don't care.
All right, ready to go? I'm going to play a little bit of a theme song. You're going to tell me what the TV show is. You ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Here we go. And just
are you ready?
For just slight caveat for the people playing at home who go, I don't think this is the full theme song. I've had to edit it so it doesn't actually give away the name of the show. Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Here we go.
Loggy. Teletubby.
Yeah. Nailed it.
I know that creepy baby anyway. Dinky winky, hanky winky, dipsy,
la la, la la, ho. Can I declare something?
Yeah.
Never ever watched a single episode of Teletubbies.
Okay, Tom. No. Can we please film Lingy's reaction to watching a Teletubbies episode?
You know what Teletubbies are. Like, you've seen them,
the
you've not seen the
purple and yellow things.
Okay, we'll give it a go.
Yeah.
The part of the LGBTQI plus community.
Can I drop acid before I watch it?
Yes.
I would not have said that, Cameron Lee. That's not a good idea at all.
Please do acid responsibly, of course. No, sorry.
I hate this game so much. I brought it to the table and I hate this game.
No, we're joking.
Joking.
We're joking.
1 point to Loggy. Here we go. Question number two. What TV theme is this?
Lee.
Yep. Lingy, what?
Is that Home and Away?
Sure is,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, I thought it was. That seemed too easy. You know we belong
together. This is the 1995 edition.
Yeah, this is the one I know.
Some
yeah.
would say the best.
Yeah. Isla Fisher. We had Angel and whatever Dita Brummer's character's name
Shane.
Was. Shane.
R-I-P,
Shane and Angel.
R-I-P,
yeah, yeah.
Little Kate Ritchie.
Oh, yeah. This is the OG cast. Yeah. Like, this is the cast that I know. Red Hair Pepper, to be fair, but yep. still. OG.
I can hear the flip-flopping around the caravan park in my heart right now.
Oh, yeah, you hated that sound, didn't you?
That lino flip-flop.
No.
Oh, you always, you're very good at stopping when I drop the mic. Okay, that's 1 point apiece. So we're going to a tiebreaker here. Who would have thought?
Wow.
Is this the first time ever?
Yes.
Far out. Tell me, what TV theme is this?
Loggy.
What?
Is it Pimp My Ride?
It is.
Ah! How did you get that? But your wheels
ain't flying. Good guess. You
gotta hit us up. Because I know. To get a pimped out ride.
I can't believe you got that.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
I don't know in the depths of my soul where it came from, but I'm like, that sounds like a ride that is waiting to be pimped.
Yeah. That was such a good TV show. Did you see those memes that go around now? Like, okay, so you're a mum and you've got five kids and you're a single mum and you're really battling. Well, but you do like popcorn. We're going to put a popcorn machine in the back of your car. Take out some of the seats for the kids.
All of those cars were stuffed up completely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, no.
Yes.
But Exhibit what a legend. What a TV show. Mm. And, I mean, not our worst round, guys.
No.
Well done.
Well done, us. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Podcast.
We know that Tim and Jess had a beautiful, and wife Jess, had a beautiful baby boy, little Jack, which is gorgeous, right? I thought sometimes, you know, it's nice, new parents, first time parents, you know, maybe send them around some food or something, right? And yesterday I thought, I'm going to make manja, which is Macedonian soup that's like, it's almost like a stew, but it's got like beef in it, potatoes, and heaps of veggies and everything. And it's just lovely. You can freeze it for ages and it's just there when you need it and whatever, right? Now, I went home and I cooked it for 5 hours.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, spent all my, I did not take my afternoon nap.
Wow.
What?
That's big. That's commitment that by is. You.
I browned the meat. Put the onions and the garlic in, put all the veggies in,
you ever heard
filled
of,
it with water.
You ever heard of just spaghetti bolognese?
Lasagna.
Okay, this is the thing. I thought, I want to make this with love. It's like a Macedonian, like, mashallah, like, you've had this baby, beautiful, here's some nice stew.
But the idea is to make their life easier. So why are you cooking something for them?
Okay, so I... So then I was on the couch.
Just buy something.
So you're supposed to...
Woolworths lasagna, wrap it in some foil.
You're supposed to...
Claim it your own.
Yeah.
You know, simmer it away for a couple of hours, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a big pot on the big burner and it was simmering away. And then I fell asleep. Then Jimmy came home and he's like, what have you done? And I'm like, what? And he's like, what are you cooking? And I'm like, manja. And he's like, well, you've burnt it. And I'm like, what do you mean? It's just simmering. And he's like, but you put it on the big... On the big one, the big burner.
Yeah, the
you got to put it on the small one. And I'm like, no, it's simmering. And he's like, well, you've burnt it. We're still eating it. Tim and Jess, though, no, I've decided not to give it to them.
And you took our idea.
Woolworths lasagna.
Well,
yep, just wrap it in foil. Take it out of the packet, wrap it in foil. It's yours. Oh, we made it.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna spit my love over the packaging instead of...
I don't
not
think
spit
they,
my, you know
I don't
what
think
I mean?
They want spit on their food.
No, it's a different. It's a Macedonian spit. You don't get it.
The child is not vaccinated yet. It's not immunised. Tom, Lingy,
and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
All right, let's clear one thing up once and for all. The whole point about getting married. Let's just get it done here, completely finalised. Give us a call, ring in to support me. That's it. Full stop. Because I have my little sister's 40th birthday coming up.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, now, hang on, what's the date today? The 8th? So in five
the
days.
The 9th.
9th, is it? Oh, I've got to change my watch. and I've got one less day. 4 days until my sister's birthday. I had a conversation with my beautiful wife, Dodzy.
Is this a sister's birthday, the 40th that you were going to Fiji for, but no one could get organised?
Yeah, no one got organised.
Sure.
And now she's going to the snow.
Right.
Bless.
There's no snow at the moment. Oh. I shouldn't laugh at that. Okay. And we can't make it, unfortunately. Okay, 4 days' time until her birthday. It's her 40th, so it's a milestone, so good present.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with Dodzy last night. I'm like, what have you ended up getting for my sister? She's like, looked at me, what do you mean? You'll get it.
Yeah.
I said, no, what have you got for my sister for her 40th birthday? What did you think? Well, what'd you go with? Like, given it's a milestone, happy, you know, we spend a little bit extra, that sort of thing. Hasn't done anything about it. Has done nothing. The point I wanted to make was, I chose to get married to Dodzy for pretty much, a couple of reasons, but the main reason was that all responsibilities like this, I handed over to her.
Was it in your vows?
I declared in front of everyone, from now on, I don't have to worry about another family member's birthday present.
Or Christmas present.
Even my own family, my own sister, because I'm now married to her, it's Dodzy's responsibility. Isn't it?
I'm just going to turn around and face the wall.
Do you buy the presents in your house, Log? You buy for Jimmy James's family members?
Turn around and face the wall and be annoyed at what he says. But what goes on in your house?
At my house, it causes issues.
Because
I say, I am not put on this planet to buy presents for your family.
Okay? You say that, what do you do?
Okay, so a lot of the time... He'll say, no, leave it with me. I've organised it. And then everyone just gets some chocolate gingers. Ah. And I'm like, every year though? Every year. No, they love it. Just get them chocolate gingers and a gift voucher. Mate, you can't do that for every person all the time. So I do crack it, and then a lot of the time I end up buying.
You step up to your responsibility, which is basically
Be very careful.
It's your birthright.
Yeah.
I can't even.
It's part of the fine print in the contract.
I can't even hold it together. I'm not looking at you.
At Casa del Lewis, I'm getting better at it, put it that way.
But you don't need to.
Well, no, I do. Carly has made it.
Because it's like, just because I have ovaries, I'm so good at buying presents. And what did you do before us? Just no one got a present ever?
No, actually, sorry.
I'm going back to the wall because I know what you're trying to do, and I'm not.
I have to admit, I was probably slacker than I should have been for a while there, but Carly made it clear in no uncertain terms that, you know, I need to, you know, if I want to get sort of particularly my family presents, then I need to, like, if it's mum's birthday or something coming out, I need to have some sort of input in it. Even if I can't actually get to the shop to get it, we need to talk it through, and I need to make the final call on what the present is.
But she still goes and gets it.
If she has the time, and if she doesn't,
then... You work right next door to Westfield. It must
I know,
be really
so
hard.
Quite often I will go and get it.
Really? So Carlia didn't read the fine print either. It's her responsibility. I'm more scared saying it about Carlia than I am about Jimmy James. I got all nervous then. You asked a question about what I did beforehand. Mm. I knew back then, by the way, that I only had to buy one present. I had to buy for my sister, because every other family member, I made sure that my sister organised it for us.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So what's the question?
So
52232955, is it a female's birthright to buy all the presents in the household?
No, that's probably going too far. All I want to know is, it's Dodsy's responsibility, isn't it? That's the whole point of getting married. I don't have to buy any more presents.
All right. Give us a call. And tell Lingy what you think.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I noticed, I don't know if you two noticed, nobody called in. That is because everybody agrees with me. They're just a little bit nervous and a bit scared about calling in. So take that silence as affirmation that I was correct.
Look, I don't agree. And what I will say is, let's go straight to the source, shall we, Tom?
Okay.
Who?
Hello, mystery caller. Who do we have on the phone?
Oh, hello. Just someone that has to keep on going with the administrative duties around the house.
The pack horse, also known as Dodsy.
Hello, Dodsy.
Hello. Cameron, I've just thought to be like, okay, I better text Mill's friend and let's all organise a present together, because you're not going to do it, are you?
So you are going to do it.
Well, I have to, because you're not.
Yeah, but I mean, you're better at it.
Oh, that comment. Dodsy, I am a ball of rage and I cannot control it. So well done you for dealing with this.
Just one more thing to add to the mental load, yeah. But I am trying to find that contract, to find that little term and condition that I have to buy all the presents. Yeah.
And so am I, Dodsy, because I'm not sure if you're aware, but your Mother's Day present, which was a reading light, that was my idea. And then when I didn't go and get it, Lingy said, well, I had to order it online because you said you were going to go get it for me, but you didn't. So apparently I've signed up to this treaty as well.
And so, Dodsy, that's why it was like about a week late, because Loggy hadn't picked it up for me and bought it, and online takes a little bit longer. So, yep, you're welcome for the present, but blame Loggy for the lateness.
Oh, that's funny. So, yeah, Cameron, I feel like you've got a phobia of going into shops or purchasing anything, although remember when you went to Kmart last week and came home with, like, tabs, a dog bed and... you know, three sets of sheets, and you were like, why didn't anyone tell me about this?
About Kmart.
Kmart was fun.
Funny that you bought a dog bed, mate, with some sheets. Could be a be a nice place for you to curl up this evening, I would have thought.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You are just gripped in by a book.
I am. I've been reading it. I have now finished reading it. Oh, it's that good.
The first book you've ever finished.
Well, that's pretty good. Apart from the Harry Potter books, of
course. Yeah, of course.
So it's going to sit alongside the Harry Potters. It's All In about Joel Selwood, by Joel Selwood, and he joins us on the line now. Sal, thank you so much for having a chat with us.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you with us. I have finished the book, Sal, so clearly your writing is very, very good. Congratulations on doing the book. What's the response been like?
Well, it's been quite good, actually. It's I've sort of been out and about the last week or so. Brought it out last Wednesday, so we're a week in. Today I'll hear on how the numbers are going. So it's a little bit of a nerve-wracking day to just see how it's going. But there's plenty out there on the shelves, I know that. So all good bookstores. I can't tell you which ones exactly, but I know there's those are gimmick stores throughout Geelong. And I've got a little store down here in Barwon Heads that's a bit of a favourite of mine too. And they've still got plenty to sell, which is good.
Heads and tails, love that. You have beautiful faces in all the windows at independent bookstores as well, which is great. And Cameron Ling, obviously mentioned a couple times in the book. Did you have to sort of go around? I've never written a book. I mean, I've got nothing to say. I haven't done anything. But when you have done something and you've led a great life like yourself, when you are writing a book like this, do you have to actually show people before it goes to print what you've written about them, or do you just kind of be like, nah, they'll be fine with it?
Well, they put a lot of trust in you. So I had a bit of help with the writing with Pete Ryan, who writes for The Age, and he went out and he helped interview a number of different people and just get their thoughts on a part of the life that they've helped me. And obviously Lingy had a big part in early in my career and all through it, to be honest. But it's early in my career when he was a leader down there and a good friend. So, yeah, he's a main character, to be honest, early in the book. if we bring out a movie, I'm not sure who's going to play him, but it'll be a big role.
It'll have to be a very good-looking actor, no doubt, Sal. Yeah. He's very kind to me.
We'll go Ryan Gosling or someone who's free, mate. Hey. But,
when you're writing a book like this and it's sort of a look back at a career that's, you know, had lots of highs, a couple of lows, but also just a lot of good mates along the way and some adventures, I would imagine. Were there some stories where you're like, oh, it's borderline, but I don't think I can put it in?
Well, not really, because when I decided to do the book, I made the agreement that I've just got to make sure that I do it properly and tell it all. So that's a little bit why it was called All In. It was literally don't leave anything on the table. And I was pretty fortunate throughout my career. There wasn't too many sort of pickly situations that, I had to sort of front the leadership group or anything like that, or even sort of like I had a couple of suspensions that I still think that I'm a little bit innocent from. But apart from that, it was a pretty easy write, and it was a real joy to do, and I got lots of it was nice to reflect at the end of a footy career, to be honest, more than anything else. So I smiled away as I was writing it and laughing away too.
Yeah. Just, Tommy, so you know, for parents out there, the sealed section at the back is the footy trip section.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
The kids can't get to that one.
Yeah, there's a story about you heading to Mount Buller and seeing some baby bears on the side of the highway, also known as wombats.
Oh, my God. No, that was my brother's. It's funny, like when Pete and I would go and catch up with people, he would just giggle away at me at some of the things that were happening. But we had many times like that where we were just thinking, can we really put that in? But in the end, that part made it.
There's another part that I absolutely love, Joel. It brought flooding memories back to me of my time under the great Mark Thompson, where you received some... Yeah, let's call it gentle feedback from Bomber in your third season of AFL in 2009. Just for everyone listening, I've got Tommy who's going to read the passage.
Mm.
Here goes, Tommy.
What the f*** are you doing out there? You've got to start leading this side, you f***ing useless little prick. That's something I never thought I'd say to Joel. Sorry.
Tell me, Joel.
It's come a long way. Yeah.
Joel, do you think maybe as, because I'm actually technically Cameron Ling's line manager here. Mm. You think I might, if I use a bit of that sort of approach, I might get a result out of you?
Well, I'm sure he had a growing up period through Mark Thompson too, so it's not the first ear bashing that he would have copped, Tommy. So he'll be well prepared for it.
Excellent, excellent.
But it was, it was for 20, I was 21 at the stage. It was a bit of an eye-opener, that's for sure.
Did Tom say it with the same, you know, stank on it there? Like, did he deliver it in the spicy way that Bomber did?
Bomber was, he was behind the phone most of the time from a coach's box looking down on me, making me feel pretty small. But
weirdly, Joel, I'm also looking down on you at the moment. You don't know that, but I can see you through your window.
Well, and the thing about it, though, it was my growing up period only went for a short time. There was guys that had to go through it a lot more than me, and to be honest, I learned plenty out of it.
Now, Joel, you've obviously at home at the moment, beautiful Brit, little Joey, who I got to meet the other day.
Oh,
just gorgeous. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Stole the show at the book launch. You've been on this junket together where you've swanned around from running the Australian cricket team to a bit of Wimbledon to all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So-called working holiday. What are you doing now? What's on the horizon for Joel Selwood?
Well, I'm walking a pram as we speak, but I guess you're not talking about that. But so we've got the tour to finish off. I'm off to Perth and Adelaide to finish off the year. We'll do still working in Melbourne Storm and a little bit commercially with the footy club, so staying out of the boys' way and hoping that they continue to do well and finish off the year well. And then, big picture. I'm not exactly sure just yet, but I'm not overly in a rush to get there either. It's been a really enjoyable year to sort of meet lots of people and do lots of different things. And, I still think there's a bit of that living in me still yet.
Joel, as a premiership captain of the Cats, we have to ask before we let you go, do you think they'll play finals this year?
I do, and I've been confident on that on the whole way. A few little slip-ups that we would like to take back, but they'll be fine. They'll hit some good form, hopefully a couple back this weekend, maybe lose a couple, but they'll find a way.
Yeah, great. All right, well, Joel Selwood, thank you so much for your time this morning. We love the book.
We do.
It's called All In, and it is available in all good bookstores.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.